Good morning and welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here at the Kirkside Cafe. We are at 120 of the Heidelberg Catechism, which means we have 9 to go. This year is quickly going by. Well, maybe for some not so quickly because of the novel coronavirus and the COVID-19 disease. But nonetheless, we are here on this day, the Lord's Day, 46. Question answer 120. Why did Christ command us to address God, thus our Father? To awaken in us the very beginning of our prayer, that childlike faith, reverence for and trust in God, which are to be the ground of our prayer, namely that God has become our Father through Christ and will much less deny us what we ask of Him in faith than our parents refuse our earthly things. And we have some scripture to go with this. The gospel accounts weigh in from Matthew 7 and Luke 11. But I'll just read the Luke 11 passage, verses 11 through 13. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? 1 Peter 1:17. And if you call on the Father who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. And then finally, Isaiah 63:16. Doubtless you are our Father, though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. From everlasting is your name. And how true is that, dear friends? He is our Father, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Heavenly Father. What an incredible cost it took to call God our Father. And that cost came by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say those two words, our Father, we need to pause and not say it flippantly and not say it, but call upon His name with all sincerity because of that great cost. The Son and our Lord, Redeemer King, Jesus Christ, made it possible for us to be reconciled to God and God to us. And so we are His children and He is our Father in heaven. And we'll look at that prepositional phrase in heaven next week, Lord willing. Walk with the King today and be a blessing, and hope to have you stop by the diner Monday morning.